Shall I sit down? Please. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. From verse 7 to 12. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7 to 12. For God had not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that divided not man, but God, who had also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourself are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, ye do it towards all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to walk with your own hands, as we commanded you, that's verse 12, that you may walk honestly towards them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing.
Salonika kini ori kerin lati ese keje si ese kejila nitori Olorun ko pe wa fun iwa eri sugbon ni iwa mimo nitori na enikeni ti o ba ko koko eniyan enikeni ti o ba ko koko eniyan bi ko se Olorun eni ti o fun yin ni emi mimo re pelu sugbon ni ti ife awon ara e ko tun fe ki enikeji kowe si yin ki enikeni kowe si yin nitori na ati ko eyin ti kara yin lati odo Olorun wa lati ma fe ara yin ese ke wa nitoto eyin si nse si gbogbo awon ara ti o wa ni gbogbo Macedonia sugbon awan be yin ara pe ki eyin ki o ma po si siwaju si ati pe ki eyin ki o ma du gidigidi lati gbe je lati ma gbo ti ara yin ki e ma fi owo yin sise gege bi awa ti pase fun yin ese kejila ki eyin ki o le ma rin irin eto si awon ti n be lode ki e ma se alaini ohun
Lord, we thank you because of your wonderful grace this evening. We praise your name because you are here for us again. We are closing our mouth. We open it in your knowledge. We want to see your glory opening up unto us again, your divine grace and callings. Lord, I pray, as many as are here tonight, as many
as
are hearing me over the internet, or through social media, Lord, I pray for every individual of us, that by the time we are running up this message, we want to be established in your truth and love, and
to have
been yielded to your callings by the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Shall we open our eyes, please? If you are here with us last week, or on Sunday last week as well, we told you that we are in our preparatory classes now. To be precise, we are cultivating the ground of our lives. And last week, we were able to tell us from the perspective of God how He behoved us. What is God and what does He want from us? How He sees us? What does He want from us? And today again, we are not going to do something very different again. We are still preparing ourselves more and more. And thank God for our brethren from our stations. We gave them an assignment last week. And those people that are not around during the Bible study last week.
And
the response we got from them.
Encourage
us that God has begun His work in our midst already. And the power of God has touched them as well. That same God is here tonight. And
is
to perfect His work in our lives. What are we looking at today? Is part B of what he did last week. I pray as well that we have time to pray even more again today. Because in preparation, prayers matters a lot. Then, not just prayer, but praying according to the will of God. And how do we know this? When we pray Bible, how? When we pray the mind of God, how? When we dig deeper into what the concept of God could be, then we pray in line in such a way. Heaven will be open. And it's going to declare His glory in our life once again. Have you been struggling as regards any spiritual challenges in your life? Have you been wondering how your life is just like this? Are you so hopeless as regards your Christian race and journey? I'm happy to tell you today, by the grace of God, that is in the interest of our Father to give us a divine calling. That calling is not going to be manipulated by any forces. It's from God Himself. I told you last week, two major things that give me confidence that Jesus Christ was sent for you. He came here for a purpose. And the purpose was accomplished. While he was going, he said it was finished. Nothing to worry about again. No work to be done again. It is a complete work of grace. And I said again, I know you are created by God. You are not the creator of your own self. God created you. You belong to God. Once you belong to God, and then God was sent to you. These two things cannot be compromised by any challenges. This is what led us to a confident prayers last week. And if you look at where I read again,
it look
at yourself or imagine yourself sitting down.
You
just sit down in a place. And the president of this country, it just emerged from somewhere. And no, it just emerged from somewhere. And he said, he beckoned unto you. He said, come closer. He said, come here. Come to my place. Come to my palace. Come to my habit. Stay here with me. My inheritance is your inheritance. What I love, I want you to love it. I want you to walk along the same way I walk. You can know how confident that individual could be. The so confident, you know, I'll be afraid of any challenges of economic problems or anything again. How much more? When I ask you to open your Bible to the book of Thessalonians chapter 4, verse Thessalonians chapter 4. Perhaps you don't understand what I was reading. But it's begun in a very good and wonderful note. In verse 7 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, he said, For God, I've said it two more times. For God, I said, For God, hath not called us unto uncleanness.
Torí Ọlọ́run kò pè wá fún ìwà èérí.
He called us.
Ó pè wá o.
Not to uncleanness.
Kì í ṣe sínú ìwà èérí.
As you are yielding to the calling.
Bí a ṣe ń gbọ́ sí ìpè náà lẹ́nu.
Of course, you don't have any choice.
Bó tilẹ̀ yẹ pé àti ẹ̀nà náà mi ìdá bẹ́ẹ̀.
Once you belong to this kind of a ministry.
Níwọ̀n ìgbà tó bá jẹ́ ti irúṣẹ́ ìrìnṣẹ́ yìí.
Once you attend this kind of a show.
Tó bá ti ń wárú ìjọ yìí.
When you link with a kind of people you are linking us, you are linking with on the internet.
Tó bá ti ń bá àwọn tó ń bá sọ̀rọ̀ orí ẹ̀rọ ayélujára tó ń bá wọn sọ̀rọ̀.
Once you are linking us now on the internet.
Níwọ̀n ìgbà tó ń gbọ́ wa ní orí ẹ̀rọ ayélujára.
This type of website you are accessing.
Níru ojú òpó tó ń wò lórí ẹ̀rọ.
There's no way, no other option.
Kò sí ọ̀nà mìíràn o.
You are on the right path of somebody calling us.
Ó wà ní ọ̀nà tààrà ẹni tó pè wá.
And that person is calling us. Who is that person calling us?
Ẹni tó sì pè wá ẹni ta lẹni tó pè wá.
Is the superior God.
Ó ní Ọlọ́run tó ga jùlọ.
The owner of our life.
Ẹni tó ní ayé wa.
The same person who sent Jesus to the world.
Ẹni kan ṣoṣo náà tó rán Jésù wá sí ayé.
Stronger than the enemy.
Tó lágbára ju ọ̀tá lọ.
Stronger than the devil.
Tó lágbára ju èṣù lọ.
Stronger than the covenant of a fire.
Ó lágbára ju májẹ̀mú ọ̀run àpáàdì
lọ. Stronger than what is happening in Nigeria.
Ó lágbára ju ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ lórílẹ̀-èdè Nàìjíríà.
Stronger than what is happening in your environment.
Ó lágbára ju ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ lágbègbè àti àyíká rẹ.
So strong that the blood stream of your forefathers.
Ó lágbára ju ẹ̀jẹ̀ tó so ìwọ àti àwọn baba ńlá rẹ pọ̀.
So strong that the family curses.
Ó lágbára ju ẹ̀gún ìdílé.
So stronger than the spirit of backsliding.
Ó lágbára ju ẹ̀mí ìpẹ̀yìndà.
In a God that is calling.
Ọlọ́run tó ń pè wá.
He said they call us.
Ó ní òun pè wá.
For God had not called us unto uncleanness.
Kò sì pè wá sínú ìwà èérí.
But unto what? Holiness.
Sínú kí ni o? Sínú ìwà mímọ́.
Somebody say holiness.
Ó jẹ́ kẹ́nìkan sọ pé ìwà mímọ́.
Look at me straight here and tell me holiness.
Holiness. Kò sọ pé ìwà mímọ́. Ìwà mímọ́.
Look at me here and tell me holiness.
Holiness.
Wò mí níbí kó sọ pé ìwà mímọ́.
Ìwà mímọ́.
Imagine you are looking at me from anywhere you are assessing me and call out holiness.
Nínú ẹ̀rọ ayárabíàṣá kí wọn náà wò tààrà kó pé ìwà mímọ́.
When we say holiness.
A bá sọ pé ìwà mímọ́.
Who is calling us unto holiness?
A ló pè wá sínú ìwà mímọ́.
Some pastors are calling some people to be born again. They are not born again.
Ọ̀pọ̀ pastor ló kúkú pe ni pé kán wá di àtúnbí àwọn gan ò sì dàtúnbí fúnra wọn.
Some choir are singing about holiness, they are not holy.
Ọ̀pọ̀ akọrin ló sì ń kọrin nípa ìwà mímọ́ àwọn gangan ò jẹ́ mímọ́.
Some church planters, church attendants, and some church members, some people that believe they belong to God, they claim they know God without knowing that God.
Ọ̀pọ̀ náà ló dẹ̀ ń kóra wọn jọ wọ́n dájọ́ lẹ̀ tí wọ́n máa sọ pé àwọn mọ Ọlọ́run láì mọ Ọlọ́run rárá.
Permit me to now put it this straight way.
Wá gbà mí láàyè kí n gbégbá ọ̀nà yìí.
Who is holy is calling us unto holiness.
Ẹni tó jẹ́ mímọ́ òun ló pè wá sínú ìwà mímọ́.
Who the nature of God is holiness.
Ìṣẹ̀dá Ọlọ́run ni ìwà mímọ́.
His kingdom is holy.
Ìjọba rẹ̀ jẹ́ mímọ́.
Everything about him is holy.
Ohun gbogbo nípa rẹ̀ jẹ́ mímọ́.
He has nothing but holiness.
Kò ní nǹkan míì lẹ́yìn ìwà mímọ́.
The highest thing by which you can describe God is holiness.
Ohun tó ga jùlọ bẹ́ẹ̀ lè fi pé Ọlọ́run lórúkọ òun ni ìwà mímọ́.
I now say, God, he called unto us.
Ó pè wá.
He called you, he called me.
Ó pè mí, ó sì pè wọ náà.
When God call you unto holiness.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run pè wá sínú ìwà mímọ́.
When God call us to unto holiness.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run pè wá sínú ìwà mímọ́.
Nobody can restrict you from coming.
Kò sí ẹni tó lè dí Ọlọ́run àti dá a lóhùn.
Not even you yourself.
Ìwọ kan ò tó láti dí ààrẹ lọ́wọ́ àti dá Ọlọ́run lóhùn.
Not this year. This calling is so strong.
Nínú ọdún yìí, ìpè yìí máa lágbára sí.
So pattern by God himself.
Tí Ọlọ́run ọ̀gá ògbó ṣètò rẹ̀ fúnra rẹ̀.
Dig deeper in your secret.
Tó sì lágbára ní ìkọ̀kọ̀ rẹ.
It's so stronger even at the closed door of your life.
Tó sì lágbára lẹ́yìn ìgbà tó bá ti ilẹ̀kùn tí ògiri bò ọ́ lójú.
When he said come.
Nígbà tó bá ní o wá.
He understand what he was saying.
Ó mọ nǹkan tó ń sọ pé kò wá.
When he said he has to come.
Tó bá ní kò wá.
He know the kind of nation he is really portraying.
Ó mọrú ìṣẹ̀dá tó pè ọ́ sí.
The power of that God.
Agbára Ọlọ́run náà.
Is calling out from the cesspool of sin.
Ó ń
is calling out on the cesspool of sin.
He's
calling out from the attack of the enemy. Are you lost in your sin? There's a calling out calling you out. Are you perishing in cesspool of fornications? You are swimming there in the thought of battle. There's a call now calling you out. He who holy is making the call. He's making that call. And the call is holy. The call is because it's his nation. It's an high calling. It's a calling to the high place of the spirituality. Above anything you can think about in this world, you are going to yield to his call. By all means, either you like it or not, this year, you are going to answer the call of holiness. That brother was saying something on Sunday. That brother was saying something on Sunday. He came here, he was here. Prevention, he thought, like another church again. Who just come here, when he comes here, he believes, maybe I have challenges and things like that, this church, God can use them for me. He never knew that the call is a bit different. It's a unique call. By the time he was here, maybe for a few months, or maybe for a few years, he looked back, and he said, the normal ways of life before, the normal sinful way, he has been called out. He can look back now and see the difference. When he was yielding to the call, he never knew peradventure. He never understand the kind of calling. But by the time he attained to that calling, he sees something different in his life. He experienced something different in his life. I don't know what is wrong with your background. I don't know what I've been battling with. God is calling us this year. I'm sure of what I'm telling you. I don't know what by which challenges will come to this show. I don't know what God wants to solve for you in this ministry. But the ultimate one that no one can despise. Of course. I don't know, maybe anybody is having a call. Have the confidence to despise God. To despise God. He said, anybody who refuses this call, or who despises this call, despise not man, but God. But God. He's on the calling of the pastor. He's on the calling of my book. When you say, he asked me to come to their church. It's on the calling of your friend who invited you to this place. It's the call of the Almighty God. Who is bringing you to some realities of life. You are going to answer the call.
Amen.
Amen.
That amen must be more than that.
Amen.
You are going to answer that calling.
Amen.
The call of God is according to his own nation. It's according to his own purpose. According to his own will. You know, I told you last week that he has a determination. That he assesses your life. And he said, I know your major problem. Is this the stony heart? He said, I will remove it. And by the power of God, he has begun to dig it out. Begin to bulldoze it. He has begun to deal with it. Because he has never said something before. And never fulfilled it. He's a fulfilled God. He's a determined God. He's a purposeful God. He's a God that have will, once he touches and
everything
and a purpose in his
heart
to do something, he is going to do it, and he trusts you so much. He trusts you so much. Because I'm going to yield to his calling. That is why he made the call out to you. That is why he said, God has not called us out of uncleanness. You don't need to be called to natural things of this world. Because our nation is unclean before. You don't need to teach anybody how to steal before you know how to steal. What our brother did was steal. Nobody taught him to do that. The government was putting in charge of a place and of office. Just be there as an intermediary. So when you are there, once anybody, if anybody pay you any money for government, issue him this kind of a receipt. See, now give him the receipt. To be sure that the person has paid. But this brother went and printed his own receipt. Not government receipt. So whenever anybody now give out money, instead of offering the receipt of government, he now issue his own. And he thought that was normal. You can imagine the boss know about it, everybody knows about you. Everyone know about you. So he was doing it. It was normal. The nation of sin at times is normal. To sinners. When they are lustful, they think it is normal. When they keep secret courtship, they think it is normal. When they smile to every lady on the street, they think it is normal. When you are lustful to all men in their school, they think it is normal. When they steal from the port, they think it is normal. When they are covetousness, they think it is normal. When they are familiar spirit, they think it is normal. When they enter the fornication, they think it is normal. When they backbite, they think it is normal. When they are rude, they think it is normal. When they are proud, they think it is normal. And they are when they are prayerlessness, they think it's normal. When they walk in their own way, lustful way, they think it's normal. Everything is normal for sinners. God saw the same thing. He saw the same thing that they are doing it, and they thought it was normal. He now said, I will now make a calling. He said, I will now make a calling. Is God calling people in uncleanness? All those things I've mentioned about is that makes us unclean. Not because you do it as a Christian unclean. No. Sin doesn't make you a sinner. You sin because you are a sinner. Not because the sin you sin make you a sinner. No. It's because, that is why I don't love writing those. People always face the screen. That's why I don't like making noise. I don't know why I do it to the I stop as well again. If you want my note, whenever I finish the study, then you can send me email. Then I will send the note to you. The Spirit of God knew what he's doing exactly. And he said, I saw you where you are. You know, I sing this song that Right in the wilderness of sin, I heard the calling of God. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. God can never call you to uncleanness.
No, only because you know I'm more.
Because in his nature is against it.
So
he
pray, Shadala, you have to see I'm more.
God can never call you to lie.
No, only because you know wrong.
His nature is against lying.
So he pray, Shadala, you know to see wrong people.
It's against it. So you know where he was calling you to.
Oh, my God, pray us.
I think God knows that some people will despise it. They will divert and perfect in their ways. Perverse in their ways. They keep on pursuing what God is not calling on
them.
God never call anybody to the show so they can have money.
No.
He call it addition. When you obey the original calling, other things will follow. He never called anybody so I can receive your healing. I thought it's an addition. Whosoever that have had the calling of God and yielded to it has always enjoyed perfection in every other areas of life. If you ask me today, do you find anybody in the church falling sick every time? Go and check the state of their yielding to the calling of God. Is anybody in poverty today? Despite the stealing, despite the atrocities, despite all those things. In those days, I could still remember. This brother I was talking about. Unfortunately, he's not here today. If he's here, people have asked him before you. While he was doing those atrocities, how much money does he have? Nothing. He doesn't give you any benefit. Even he built house, he can never sleep there. He was looking for to sleep because of fear. Something will just rise up in the morning, at the middle of the night, and lower the lantern.
They begin to hear the footsteps.
I've never seen anybody who is lustful and is peaceful. Nobody. I told you last week. Nobody is sin. But ever enjoy the benefit of God. You may see them maybe with big cars. Remove the big car. You see their life peaceful. They may have a very big certificate. But they will still be a slave to the devil. You want to command a decree now. And decree is this. You will talk to your life. My life. You have to obey. You have to yield to this calling. To holiness.
My life, you have to yield to the call of holiness.
Your
creator,
don't
see your life.
Don't say other things. Tell God what I ask you to tell him. My father, my God, I know you are calling me. It is me you are calling. Che ti ri omo kan ri tin baba re npe ti o down e wa ni pe Isaac sorry fe na Isaac ya Isaac e wa ni baba re npe to ni pe o nkan na npe
Have you ever seen a boy or a child that his father was calling, and the father called and called and called him, and someone now say, Isaac, sorry if you are not Isaac here, your father is calling you.
Hey, Tibo Mary, Abi. I woman shall do that. Hey, Tibo, hey, my area is in suburban area. Hello, Konakwe. Konakwe, yo.
He said, no, he's not calling you.
You are not a stubborn shy.
Okay, Shoma Lagidi.
Oh, are you stubborn?
Arau.
Hey, Downy.
Okay, Sholori Koko.
Hey, Downy.
Arau, okay, Sholori Koko.
Adi Tio Mani Abi.
No.
Hey, Down.
No.
No. Lord, I know you are calling me.
Who do I mama? Fine, me.
You talk to yourself. Rise up now and yield. I yield to the calling of the holiness.
Why down see
you have to obey.
Oh down
you have to answer. My life. Rise up now. Go and answer. Go and answer. Your creator is calling you. Your God is calling you. You must answer. Nothing must restrict you. Nothing must stop you. You must not even stop yourself. Begin to command in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to pray. Begin to pray now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. 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 I command by the power of God, I command you there. Yes, I am. I'm going to speak to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Human life, you have to obey this calling. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Father, my God, you have to enter. In Jesus' name. We pray!
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Jesus' name.
Fire. Please open your eyes. Did you talk to yourself very well? Did you mean what you are saying? If yes is the answer, then be. A transformation will begin from now.
Amen.
Ajepe ayi pada yo ba aye re latoni lo.
Amen.
You now talk to God before you sit down. And if God did not allow us to move from forward from this place, we are going to remain here until you answer the call.
Ti Olorun o ba wa gba wa laaye lati ti ma tesiwaju kuro ni bi. Ajepe
Mali pe Olorun pe yan lori to den down.
I will see.
Amen.
Today and your answer is calling.
Amen.
Once you are up, once you are able to obey the calling.
O ba ti le down ipe Olorun.
Lokan to ba ti le down ipe yen.
Me don't let you answer the calling of God.
Elo mi ani pe Olorun pe un, Olorun pe o si.
What is God call me? What is God call you to?
E ma je pastor.
To come and be a pastor.
Evangelist.
Come and be an evangelist.
I read the Bible.
You can't see that in the Bible.
The calling to holiness. Is what God calls someone. When God calls you to holiness. And you obey the calling. He now gives you an assignment. To run for him. Some people, they tell you they obey the voice of God. And you see their life, second wife is there. Love of money is there.
But
you have to tell them God doesn't call people to that kind of a thing. Before you can come to this church, God has a predestined calling for you. And the calling is the calling to holiness. You close your eyes. Everything in dreaming from answering the calling of God to holiness. Holy Ghost fire consume you today. Tell God, right? Every power. What the attack of the enemy? You spirit of the flesh. You sinful nature. creature that is hindering me from yielding to the call of holiness. Holy Ghost fire impute you. Holy Ghost fire consume you. Begin to pray the prayer in the name of Jesus. I mistakenly opened my eyes. Thank God about 92 present people are praying. From what I saw, it shows they understand what they are saying. But I see some few out of you.
What
will be? What will be saying? You see somebody, I want to obey the voice of God.
If I need to fall down in prayer alone. If I have asked you to pray that you should not die before the end of this year.
Can you have so
killantilant? If you join up, you join, jump up and your head will almost touch the ceiling.
If you don't want to bury your child.
If you don't want to bury your child.
That
you are going to pray.
Ome lo mi ti ku 5-10 years ago.
So people's children are dead 5-10 years ago.
Hello, me into kush. Pass on me into oti udoku. 15 years ago.
You see them physically, but 10-15 years ago they are dead.
What you kuti kwa
dekwa? They are dead in the spirit.
But any kukuma pawa oti ku already. And they come up, they have died already.
You say, oh, you want to pray so that they will not die, but they are dead in the spirit.
Kino pa yang gangganganga.
What kill people?
Oru esheni.
It is the thing of sin.
There is
no one that very quite skilled like sin. Sin kills.
That was why God did not say, I'm calling you to safety. Because he knows there is no safety where you are still outside holiness of God.
So bawa ni ode iwa mimo ko sabo fun o.
No coverage.
Ko sabo kankan.
What's that? God is everywhere. But he said, your sin will never allow me to help you out.
He
hears everything. He said, my
hair
is not dead. I cannot hear. But your sin can pluck.
It can
block it. And you keep on rising and falling.
Go
and see the sinners.
Their
business may be booming today.
When
they enter into sin,
they
are pulled down immediately. They go down the drain as fast as anything. You shout and talk to God. I'm moving out to go and listen. That is the third part. I'm moving to obey the voice of my Creator that's calling me. Let me say in Yoruba.
Arise up today.
But the pay, Oluwa me.
To obey the calling.
But the pay, Olorun mi.
To obey the calling of God.
What the money dey loni?
Oluwa mo dide loni o.
I rise now.
Oluwa mo dide lawa lawa.
I rise now.
Mo dide lawa.
To obey the call.
Ati gba ipe.
Of my Father.
I'm obeying. I'm yielding. I'm obeying. Pray the prayer of the Jesus Christ.
But we want to move out of this point. Please open your eyes and look at me. Please, for God's sake, don't joke with this moment of your life. Don't joke with this moment of your life.
Because we leave people behind. We leave people behind.
I was talking to some group of people one time.
Yeah,
but how to live with transparent Christian life? The meeting was so powerful. The meeting was so powerful. And by the grace of God, ample number of them received that revelation and their life was transparent. They kick out all the privacy and secret things. And out of them all, you mean now only one.
You know what happened?
You know what
happened?
Like he was doing before he came to the meeting. He went to the first person. She backbite. She backbite.
On
the third day, they now call him to meeting. They now call her to meeting.
On the Thursday, the following.
Now,
the person refused to kill, to greet those people.
I want to bola warway.
That are delivered that refused to go in the secret way. He doesn't greet them. She doesn't greet them.
What had you doing tomorrow?
Now he had malice with backbite.
When
people that want to be delivered, they are your enemy.
And
that is what happened to a lot
when
of people.
When holiness now begins to reign, and you don't pray very well, the shame will fall on you. Listen to me, that the environment will be illuminated. It's like on a spray clean street. And somebody now go and throw the refuse on the road. He'll be arrested. The shame will be upon her or him alone. The same thing happens when God is calling people to holiness. Don't feel a doubt, silly.
They leave you behind.
Number one, you become the enemy of everybody later.
What's wrong with them? They are telling people what I did.
Only why to feel upon when you tell anyone.
And I ask her, why do you think these people are now your enemy?
Not
because they come and spoil her in the presence of the pastor. They spoil you.
It's
not what you said that they said you
said. Oh no,
but yes.
If I tell them,
where now is the spoil?
That person by your side
is
coming out for holiness henceforth. Somebody by your side is coming out for holiness. Your husband is going to be set free. Your wife is going to be set free. Your children is going to be set free. How do we know this? People in the day bustling with
him. He has rise up to go to holiness.
It's when you still go again. You see when you go again, you don't shout for you.
You begin to shout with him on the phone.
Timothy Sulana.
Which side, by which side are you sleeping yesterday?
The text man finding, Timothy Sulana, the text man told for me, or the room with them.
Okay. You are asking the side by which I say, I'm taking this text message onto my room with them tomorrow. Please don't tell them I have repented.
If you tell
him or her, he or she will not listen to you. You bring cooler of food as
brother or brother.
As usual.
But you rise into the point
give to the rice into the cooler. You want to give to another brother. Everyone will know what to put in that rice.
Why am I being question? Because rice to fetch pay year and lily.
Do you want to use the rice to cause reproach?
Then you will have much to explain. Listen in that. Holiness I reign forevermore. Forevermore, holiness I reign forevermore. Is I reign forevermore. Righteousness I reign forevermore. Is I reign forevermore. Holiness I reign forevermore. Righteousness I reign forevermore. He shall reign forevermore. Holiness I reign forevermore. He shall reign forevermore. Righteousness I reign forevermore. He shall reign forevermore. I pray for you. The inner hears to hear the calling of the Almighty God to
witness.
By the power of God today, God open yours in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Fire!
Olorun se ami eti tinu se eti tinu tire loruko Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen in Jesus name. Fire!
Please sit down.
E je ka joko.
We have the book of John chapter 17.
She really was in a way John ori keta kini Ogun.
I'm telling you the purpose of God. What he's going to do, his will for your life, his purpose, his plan.
John 17.
Actually, I want to read from verse 16 to 18. But for candy sake, I want to read it clockwisely. I will read verse 16. Then I will go and read 18. Then I will come back to 17. John 17. Verse 16. The book of John chapter 17 verse 16.
John chapter 17 verse 16.
John 17 verse 16. They are not of the world. Even as I'm not of the world. They are not of the world. Even as I'm not of the world. We are not of the world. I am not of the world. Because we are not of the world, why are we not of the world? Some people are worldly. They remain in the world. They do the things of the world. They do the way they do the same way the world are doing it. They talk the way worldly talks. They dress the way the worldly people dress. Bible now says we are not of the world.
He
now said, because they are not of the world, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Because of this now, verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth.
That
word is true. You see, verse 16 and 18. He's answering the call of verse
17.
Because we are not of the world, and we have been sent as God has sent Jesus. Then sanctification is now necessary. Through the truth, by the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus Christ is the truth. Sanctification is coming by Jesus. Sanctification is coming down. For, because of Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ. He's coming. I'm tired of people falling down into sin. Some people say, they have come some things maybe years ago. And today again they are manifesting. It's because sanctification has not taken place. It's an experience. When you are yielding to God's holiness, and you obey that call, and you yield to that calling, sanctification will come pure. The nation, what because sanctification?
It's
a complete transformation that happens in your nation.
To man shele, ninu ishe, da e ninyo.
A complete transformation.
It
will transform your thoughts. Your desire. What you love doing. What was naturally easier for you to practice. What did I ask? Call you. Come back out of holiness. Don't be able to yield again. Just imagine, for example, once upon a time, maybe you're not even sure the time again. But you don't care. You walk nakedly on the street playing ball. You feel relaxed. Nothing was wrong with that. It was normal. Everybody was doing it at your level. But when you move ahead, when you move out of that stage, it wasn't possible for you again. Or is it possible again? No! It's not possible again. But unfortunately, some people, they run mad. They are 40, they still walk nakedly on the street. They're 60s, you see them.
When now you see such people and you're asking, why are these people walking nakedly in the street? Then they tell you they have mental problems.
One thing that is so terrible is for one to run mad spiritually.
When
you see somebody called to holiness, you see him or her telling lies. Once upon a time, there was someone walking in the nakedness of sin again. Though initially was walking like that. He doesn't feel any guilt. Everything was okay. But something happened. Go call him or her to holiness. That everything changed. Everybody see upon him now the garment of holiness. Covering him anywhere. Preventing him from the attack of sin. No lust again. No attack of the enemy again. The life is cleaner. Glittering for holiness, glittering for God. Jumping and dancing and rejoicing in holiness. Because the garment is upon that person. Unfortunately, you see him or her on the Facebook in the secret. It does at the back of the door. Or even the television in the sitting room. People performing atrocities. And confidently again, he sat down. Or in the marketplace. They are discussing terrible things. Or in the hostel. People who are mad. Spiritually, they are doing their things, discussing their ways, doing their things. And Babylon says, we are not of the world again. He believed we are not of the world again. People of the world knew who belongs to them. One brother was testifying one time here. He said, it was an official duty. But in that environment, what atrocity was being committed in a hall or in a place. Then he entered into that hall. The sinner said, why are you here?
Pastor, kile wa debi.
Your own someone to be here.
Ha, ati amaperu yina le wabi.
They believe they are mad.
Mama, how ya wele?
And then is this supposed to buy somebody who they know the gathering here is gathering of insane people.
Once him, we pay agbegbe won, agbegbe awon wele, agbuaro awon wa.
When you are coming, they keep quiet.
Nigba to ba ti ri odo nba wa adake.
No, you belong to the same family setting. But when you are coming, they kept quiet because they believe you are no more of the world again. You have been sanctified. The truth of Jesus Christ has separated you from them. Though
it's
your wife, though it's your husband, but there's a different thing now. There's a clear demarcation. They don't meet again. They know. We are evangelizing one time. Mommy was evangelizing to somebody around this place. And you know what happens? Mommy was standing before somebody of what they didn't know her.
One man.
That was the one. And the sermon keep on going. So
it wasn't end
up. You know, the person now responded. Even in that church over there.
Share the church, and I was glorious as well. Share the church, some belong here.
I'm going to go and try.
They are only try.
Any can go only game, ma.
Do you think anybody can be holy?
They despise thee.
Oh God.
Bible says when they despise according to holiness.
Nobody want back. Many so many about God.
They don't despise God. They don't despise man. They despise God. Some people despise this in your office. As far as this country is concerned, nobody can be sanctified. Nobody can do without telling lies. That is what they think and they know. But what we know is we are not of the world. We are no more mad again. We are no more walking nakedly again. We want to decree again. Sanctify me, O Lord.
Sanctify me, O Lord.
God will purify you. He's going to do it. He will purify you.
Amen.
You will live a victorious Christian life.
Amen.
Lost.
Compassionness disappearing. Disobedience disappearing. The way you keep on falling into it, it's because you still belong to that place. When the truth satisfies you, Bible now said,
it
will now send you back to the world. Go and set them free. Go and break the yoke of sin. Go! And tell them how to remain faithful. Go and tell them. That one happens later hand. But now, sanctify me, O Lord. How are this prayer today? Please keep on praying it. Sanctify me. Sanctify me, Lord. Sanctify my soul. Sanctify my spirit. Sanctify my spirit. Sanctify my spirit. My soul, spirit, and body. Be sanctified. And the truth become automatic for you. Automatically. If anything happens, and you know you are involved, you become a witness.
So, yeah,
you will become a witness. Nobody will force you to tell the truth again. You will know the truth. The truth sets you free. That truth now will be so real in your life.
You
become the embodiment of your life. You know, in time past, if anybody offends you, you find it very difficult to forgive. You struggle to forgive. If we talk to you, you know, it takes time. It takes time. You struggle. You squeeze your face. So when they come and they kneel down or they prostrate and they beg you, well, gradually you'll be coming out. Gradually. You keep on struggling. You say, well, they now keep on reminding you. We have begged you. We have said you should not. You keep on struggling. If you struggle like that, and Jesus Christ comes, and this place is open to you, but I ask you to be sanctified. They can deliver you from lustful desire. Or you look at them on the street, and the image is printed on your heart, and you keep on saying, Lord, I don't want to think about you. You need to be sanctified. You don't need to be struggling. When you see on the street, you don't know how they buy their car. You don't know how they build their house. You don't know anything about it. But you are so confessious. And you look at the car, look at the car. You even go to Google it. 2017 model. 2016 model. This one can drive without even anybody driving it. Instead of reading your Bible, you keep on reading cars. You keep on reading shoe and bag. You keep on studying colors. You keep on doing that kind of a thing. Then you keep on wasting your time. And anybody you see anywhere, how I wish my wife is like this. How I wish my husband is like this. How I wish. But if you see somebody's sons on the television and they give you a certificate of excellency, I wish this my fellow son is like this. Confessiousness. It even follows to the church. When they give someone a memory verse, and they give him maybe prize.
Oh,
the best student today. The best student today. You just rush your children. Don't shy. What is wrong with you? They are giving everybody prize now. Don't know what is wrong with you. Maybe they even do partial. We don't even know. Because your heart is
crushed.
Rise up on your feet.
Rise up
on your feet. What do you want to do today with your heart? Sanctify me. What do you want to do with your soul? Lord, sanctify me. What do you want to do with your body? Lord, sanctify
me.
My Father, my God. People of this world, they know they are mad. They are not ashamed to walk nakedly on the street. To leave their hairs unkempt. Why are you so ashamed of the gospel of Jesus? Why do you want to follow the runner's way of your wife? Why do you want to follow your parents' erroneous ways? Why do you want to follow your erroneous husband's ways? You are not of the world. You come across God today, my brother. My sister. God has satisfied. You will shout as much as your strength can carry you. You shout as much as your strength can carry you. My Father, my God, I need to be sanctified. My Buddha,
I must be sanctified.
I need to be sanctified. My Father, my God, this is my soul. This is my body. This is my spirit. Sanctify me, O Lord.
Don't
let me go from this place today without sanctifying me. My Father, my God, sanctify me. Talk to God in the name of Jesus Christ.
Your God,
we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Fire.
God said we should repeat that prayer. Please tell him why he must sanctify you. Because you are not of this world. Because I'm
not of the world.
Mo ti dagbere pe o sitaye ma Oluwa. O ti dagbere pe o sitaye ma.
You have said bye bye to
the world. Only they are not of the world.
Ki so pe a kin se ti aye yi.
Mo to wa tele ni wi pe.
What follow it is?
Bi mo se ran Jesu sinu aye.
I send Jesus to the world.
Ni mo se ran yin
na. So I send it to the world.
Nitori na e so won de mi Oluwa.
You have to sanctify them.
Oro re to o ti to loro re.
Because the word is truth.
So Oluwa mi.
My God.
Because I'm not of the world.
Ni pe o se ta aye mo.
I'm ready for sanctification.
Oluwa mo se ta fun iso di mimo oloni.
Sanctify me, Lord.
Oluwa so mi di mimo. Loruko Jesu.
Will you be able to pray that prayer?
Will you be able to pray that prayer?
My God. Hey, join me in there. What did you do? Me kuro. Did I hear any?
You will just discover that the whole spirit. The nation of Adam, we just live
in. What can you to see?
You just discover you are delivered. You discover that the stigma of sin.
What do you want to?
You're going to shout very loud.
Because I'm not of the world. Don't
remember.
So listen,
thank God.
That God will sanctify you.
Sanctify me, Lord.
You don't belong to the world again.
Oh, is it a yema?
Emma,
Emma,
You saw us in the wilderness of sin.
You saw us in the wilderness of sin.
Erangel in there.
You see an angel you did not call angels. Now you face us. And you call us out.
See you are mimo.
Unto holiness.
And
you make us to know.
You
did not call us unto
uncleanness.
You say you call us unto holiness.
Father,
I pray our Father.
By
the authority by which you are God.
Come down.
You cannot call someone and the person will not answer. There is no one that can do that. God, our eyes is open today. Unto your calling.
I
decree today.
Every individual of us. Under this study. By the power of God, the option to rise to your calling, the holiness is planted in our life today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. In Jesus' name.
Fire!
He take it away.
The second one is. I decree today. That borrow something can have interest like the owner. The owner of life wants to take it.
The forces
that bind us in sin.
Sinu afi aye.
Into the worldliness.
Sinu aro eyin.
Into backbiting.
Sinu iye meji.
Into doubt.
Sinu iro.
Into lying.
Sinu eke sise.
Into lying.
Sinu ifekufe
oko. Into lust of heart.
Ati ifekufe ti oju. Ati igbelega ti aya.
Pride of heart.
Ati gbogbo iwa iparara gbogbo.
All those dirtiness.
Ati sinu emi ole.
Even into the spirit of stealing.
Ati jaguda.
I decree today in the name of Jesus and malice. You are not up to it.
By the power of God, even that ordinary ass. The
Lord has need of it. Lazarus as well. Even in the stinking grave. Jesus will shout very loud.
So
Lazarus, come forth. Every smell and the dirtiness go away.
I want kangaroo I show
Throw away the garment of the grave.
Set
him free and let him go. I pray today, I decree. Every yoke of sin. Freedom from the yoke of sin and the devil. Freedom from the yoke of the world.
Fire! I command today. Because we are not of the world.
Amen.
We have been separated for you. Our marriage is separated.
Amen.
Our thought, our will, the way we do things, ought to be separated.
Amen.
But what does the Lord
agree today?
The advantage of sanctification.
The Bible says,
the yoke shall be broken. Because of the anointing. The anointing of sanctification. Receive now. Hey, the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Jesus. Amen. 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 Amen.
This is our need right now. Something happened to me when I surrender my life to Jesus. Things I used to do, I do them no more. Things I used to say, I say them no more. Place I used to go, I go there no more. Things are different now. Something happened to me as I surrender my life to Jesus.
I pray for you.
Ben Kyori.
So
Jesus. Oluwa
wa. Amen. 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 Jesus' name. Fire.
Amen.